This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
15 men are in jail after the Collin County Sheriff's Operation Home Alone 2024. Sheriff Sergeant Jessica Pond says the men made arrangements to meet up for sex with someone they thought was underage.
Whatever age it is that they're pretending to be is put out to this person, and the predator is aware that the undercover person, whoever they're pretending to be, is, let's say, 14 years old at the time that they're chatting.
Pond says it took 2 to 3 weeks to make contact with the suspects and set up in-person meetings over 3 days to make the arrest. Paris police were investigating a criminal trespass in the 3500 block of Northeast Loop 286, where the suspect told officers that she was strangled a few days ago by the victim of the criminal trespass. She stated she had gone to the suspect's room to speak with him, and he had pulled her inside the room, slammed her on the bed, and started to strangle her. Officers observed some scratch marks on her neck that appeared to be several days old. A felony assault of a family or household member by impeding breath will be investigated. The North Texas Municipal Water District has announced that the newest reservoir in Texas is now open. Bodark Lake in Fannin County near Bonham is now welcoming boaters and fishermen. It has 3 public recreation areas equipped with picnic tables, public restrooms, and courtesy boat docks. The $1.6 billion reservoir began delivering millions of gallons of treated drinking water to North Texas communities 1 year ago. An armed and dangerous sex offender is being sought in Oklahoma and North Texas. 33-year-old Rondahl Scrogum is wanted for escaping from the Department of Corrections and making lewd or indecent proposals to a child under 16. He had previously been convicted of rape in Tishomingo and failing to register as a sex offender. He's white, 5'6", about 200 pounds, with a large longhorn tattoo on his neck. His photo is on our news website. If housing issues are keeping you up at night, or you're behind on rent or facing eviction, or if you've applied for rental assistance but it's taking too long, help may be available. Call 1-888-982-1163. Attorneys and advocates answer calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you can leave a message at any time. Help and resources are free, and immigration status is not required. Visit drtex.org/housing for more information. Andrew Michael Magnuson was arrested on Wednesday in Hopkins County for felony assault. He was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon of a date, family, or household member with serious bodily injury. No other information was available, and at last report, he was in the county jail. The first Manly Bingo, or Mingle, a fundraiser for the Hopkins County Healthcare Foundation, is tonight at the Hopkins County Civic Center. Tickets are $60, and proceeds will provide free heart calcification testing for men. Call 903-438-4799. You can also email Kayla Price at christushealth.org for more information. 6 new inductees into the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame were announced Wednesday at the Hall of Fame's headquarters in Carthage. They honor those who have made outstanding contributions to country music and were born in the state of Texas. This includes singers, songwriters, disc jockeys, and others. This year's inductees include Tracy Lawrence and the Mandrell Sisters, and Roy Orbison will be inducted posthumously. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.